Hey, what the heck is going on, Kind of Funny Best Friends? It's your guys, Snowbike Mike and
Roger,
back again with some more Patreon-exclusive content. We're here for Remember Blank, Unfortunately, My Two Gaming Dads, out this week, but we had a really good episode. I brought on, of course, Andy and Blessing to talk all things Wolong Fallen Dynasty. Hopefully, you're jumping in to that game thanks to Game Pass, Xbox gamers. Always preaching about Game Pass, but that means we're doing a little fun setup here with Remember Blank. And of course, the question was, is Mike, you're by yourself. What are you going to do? And then I looked at you and I said, Roger, I'm all alone here in the studio. It's just you and I. I'm thinking about talking about the GOAT. And you said, hold up now, Mike.
I got another GOAT for
you. Do you want to talk about that GOAT without your gaming dads or maybe somebody that's really into that GOAT? You could talk with me about something different. I said, Roger, touche. We'll do it.
We're not saying what that GOAT is.
Well, I mean, I think people can get it. If we're talking about Grand Theft Auto 4, you should probably know what Grand Theft Auto I'm looking at as the GOAT. Because I truly think it is the GOAT. But now that you and I are reminiscing about this, this was something pretty special, yeah. Roger. Grand Theft Auto 4 set the tone for me.
I think this might be my GOAT in a lot of ways, just because it's such a formative Grand Theft. I think whatever GOAT it is, greatest Grand Theft Auto experience for you is the one that is most seminal in your life. Like, that you played the earliest, probably, is the answer. And, like, GTA 4 was that first one for me where I was playing it. I was young. Xbox Live was brand new to me.
Ooh.
I was playing with friends, and it was a special experience online, of course, which we can talk about, which did have the traditional team deathmatch aspect to it, but you were hanging out with your friends, driving around, trying to get into the airport, trying to run away from the police, but it still had that story to me that felt so gritty and real, even though looking back at it, it is fucking ridiculous, but it felt real. It felt grimy, and when you look at this world, it's so fucking gray. Everything about it is so gray. We even have colorful cars here, but look at that. Everything looks desaturated.
Yeah.
And I know people shit on it a lot because they look at GTA 5 and that's such a pretty video game.
Yeah.
Visually, it's very colorful. But there's something very New York about this.
And we're back in the big city. I think that was the catch, Roger. It's like, if you were an OG, you know, like Mike, right? I'm old, but like, I was an OG, but Number 3 was my start, right? And like, there you are in Liberty City. It is New York City. It is super dope. We immediately say, fuck that.
Yep.
We're going neon lights. We're going beaches. We're going bright. We're going down to Vice City. We leave all that behind. And then follow-up, San Andreas, is again very bright, right? We're going down to L.A. We're in San Francisco. We got the Modesto weed county over there. Little Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Nothing like this, right? And so now 4 comes out on that next gen and says, hey, here we are. We're returning to that gritty grime that you know in New York City.
Yeah, absolutely. And you feel that haze of New York. And it's so interesting for them to pick this one as the start of the HD generation.
Yeah.
Right? This was such a graphical leap from San Andreas. And I think a lot of people sometimes go back and forth being like, was this the right choice to do it? I think this was a great proving grounds because you go back to GTA 3, that was such a graphical powerhouse at the time, right? That was the first of its kind. And so kind of full circle moment, right? We're in the HD generation, 360, PS3 era to come back to Liberty City. I felt like that was the right choice. So
yeah, right choice.
What's the most memorable moments for you?
Oh my God. I mean, multiplayer we talked about, right? Like multiplayer was awe-inspiring at this time, right? Because I was a senior in high school. I had the 360 at the time. I had the little internet adapter, right? And like Grand Theft Auto at that time at 18 years old is the biggest thing on the planet.
Yep.
Like, it's wild that today we talk about GTA 5 and we get excited about the idea of 6, but like at that time for me, GTA was the game, right?
Yeah.
We were waiting for number 4, especially coming hot off of San Andreas, which was like one of my favorite games of all time. Now it's like, oh snap, what are they going to do with 4? And they said, you know what? You remember that little co-op we had in San Andreas? What if we elevated that and made our own multiplayer? And that's when you started getting online lobbies. There was team deathmatch, like you brought up. Like, it was very interesting to take this very single-player game that you always thought of and say, what if? And it led to what we see today with GTA Online being the biggest, baddest thing on the block.
Yeah, it kind of opens up your mind when you're playing this, playing GTA 4 online for the first time, because it is such a revolutionary idea. You know, because then you start thinking, like, what if this was an MMO? What if we could populate?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's something that I remember was playing with my friends and then immediately going into, like, the thoughts of, like, I wish that we could do this, 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 and this.
Yeah.
And then thinking that GTA Online would be that. Not really, in my opinion. I think that we could talk about that later, but it was such a great first iteration of what GTA Online could be. And just so many countless hours just hanging out with my friends. Like, yeah. That is for sure, like, the ultimate, like, role-playing aspect of it for
me. The big one that stands out to me also is you brought up the physics.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the physics change and how they implemented that and how much fun it was, yeah. Right? Like, that was something to me. You don't feel it until you grab that helicopter. And the thing is swaying yeah. back and forth, right? And you're like, man, I can't get control of this thing, right? And I thought that was really, really interesting.
Yeah, especially when you're driving, right? Like, yes. It is, you're on, like, ice, essentially. Replaying this game recently on the Steam Deck, there's so many parts of it that hold up really well, but the car mechanics for me just don't hold up. But at the time, they were really cool because yeah. it did feel, because they really went this opposite direction of, you know, when you're playing in GTA 3 and you jump over to GTA 4, or even it's such a radical change of the way that you handle physics and cars. But man, so many fun moments when it comes to ragdolling. So many fun yes. moments of you're on the helicopter, you press Y to jump out, you use the parachute, you don't have a parachute, and Nico is fucking yeah. he's doing full 360s all over the place. He gets hit, he gets tapped by a car, a little love tap, he's fucking falling over yeah. falling to the floor. It's really funny stuff. This was perfect for the YouTube era.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely. And you brought up a great one about the story, right?
Yep.
Nico being the main character, right? So different from what we got with GTA 3 and San Andreas. Then we go to CJ, and like, I wasn't expecting Nico. I wasn't ready for Nico, yeah. right? Basic white jabroni. I have no idea what's happening. Really different story, different character than what I was thought I was going to get.
Yeah, it's an absolute, very smart play on the American dream, right? You have this guy who literally had the American dream, was told to him that he was going to come to America, he was going to have cars, he was going to have money, and then he's in a shitty fucking Brooklyn apartment.
Yes.
And then he has to grind his way up. It's the most compelling GTA story for me because it's more focused than anything, right? GTA San Andreas kind of starts focused and then it kind of expands into this wild yeah. thing, and then you kind of lose the plot a little bit. GTA 4 kind of, it does expand in these wild places, but it stays grounded. 5 gets in a little bit too much with 3 different characters.
Okay.
But for for me, 4 is that sweet spot. And I look back on hanging out with Roman and GTA 4 and just Nico.
Cousin.
Yeah, exactly. And all these side characters, Brucey. It gets incredible. And we can really talk about it if we want to say that for a second one. Also, their DLC expansions.
Well, we're going to talk about that okay. in just a second because I do want to yeah. touch on that because that was a big one there. We've never had a DLC expansion.
Yeah.
This was the time of Xbox Live, Xbox Live Arcade. Now, all of a sudden, we're adding DLCs to the thing.
Standalone DLCs.
Exactly, that you don't even know about. Now, all of a sudden, Ballad of Gay Tony.
Yep.
Big time deal. I think they had one other one,
Lost
right?
in the Damned.
Yes, the biker one.
Yes.
Yeah, how interesting was that to see that? Those are two I never got into afterwards. I never circled back, but I did buy them on Steam recently, jumped into Ballad of Gay Tony. I was like, oh, wow,
that
I missed
really
this.
Good.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
No, Ballad of Gay Tony is a really special one because it updated a lot of the things that people wanted from GTA 4. It adds a lot of these fun elements to it. It adds a lot of lore, actually, which is really cool, is that both of these actually intersect with the story of GTA 4. The
yeah.
diamonds that are lost throughout it, and they kind of tell different sides of that story.
Cool.
And that's the coolest part about it. But the cooler thing was that they were able to actually circumvent and like almost update a lot of the things that people thought were wrong about the game.
Oh,
like with Lost in the Damned, it had better biking mechanics.
Okay.
And in Ballad of Gay Tony, it actually added a sim element where you could like have to manage your little club and like
oh,
also had
cool.
cooler weapons and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
So that was really interesting. It's something that I wish that we got from GTA 5. I wish we got like a pseudo kind of expansion. But
yeah,
you know,
that's
online you can't
do that. All
exactly.
That. It's so interesting of like, yeah, you talk about that and you're like, oh man, like why don't I get DLC? But like clearly everything went into online is working, online's a cash cow, focus on that. I don't care about anything else. And it was always the dream, the rumor of what if we get DLC, where would it go? What could it be? And it was like, no, clearly online is the thing. And online getting expansions and massive updates that we would think would be standalone DLCs. Very impressive to see.
Yeah.
But another one that stood out to me, right? The mini games and the dating sim.
Yeah.
Right? That was something that was teased in San Andreas, right? You used to be able to take your girlfriend down to the bar, right? Now we expanded that. There's bowling, there's darts. You go into the bar itself and experience this true to life
sim. And no loading times when you walk into
places.
And
I
thought
was that
massive.
Was so crazy, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I really fell in love with the dating sim aspect of it. I thought that was really fun. Finding the different places to take them. And also like the bowling aspect. Like I spent so much time playing darts in this
yes,
game.
Yes, exactly.
And like I feel like that's kind of led me down this path where now I'm playing fucking Yakuza 0
I'm trying
for
to
like
8 games,
hours
yeah.
and I'm just all fucking doing pool all the time. But it was a really fun, it's a novel idea looking back right now, but like I remember when I was a kid, like playing this game and then hearing that you could walk into a fucking building without loading times. If you used to, in GTA San Andreas, you would walk in to get food, loading. And the fact that you could just open up a door, just walk in, and it's the same environment is so next gen to me. And like, I look at this game now and it's, yeah, of course it's dated, but it still feels very next gen in my mind, quote unquote. Like it also, like the idea that a taxi cab, you could fucking call a taxi cab and fast travel across the map.
Uh-huh.
I remember that being such a pain in San Andreas when you have to fucking go from one state to another state. It's like, there's no way.
It's happening. Of a map, right. Yeah, especially halfway through San Andreas where you'd get your teleported to one side, it's like, welcome here, but you still got shit to do over there. And you're like, well, fuck you.
I gotta get the jetpack now. Okay,
I gotta go get the jetpack. Everything has to hold over there. Another interesting on four, when I'm thinking about it, is the new reticle design, right?
Yes.
Like, if you remember three, Vice City, and San Andreas, it was three triangles and it would grow to green, to yellow, to red, to dead, right?
Yep.
This one had the full circle reticle on that. It had all the little health bar squares inside of it. You used to aim at them and just gat them, right?
Yep.
And that was really, really cool to me to see.
Yeah, it was super impressive. And they also had the version that I would play. They had the simplified version, which was just the dot in the middle.
Interesting.
That allowed for a lot more control. And you can actually choose like the body parts you wanted to shoot at.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So you can get headshots easier.
Yeah, and you see the armor on this guy right here with the blue squares.
Exactly,
right? Very cool.
The update in the UI was super welcomed. It just looks way cleaner. And
guns, bright orange, that wasn't in the San Andreas at all.
Exactly. And now that we're looking at this part, like, this was also kind of the start of the heist idea,
yes,
right? Which
okay.
became a huge part of GTA 5. This was probably the most iconic mission in the game, the mission where you have to rob a bank with, I believe, you have to rob a bank. And this was such a great moment in that game that is so iconic to me. And I feel like it's such a grittier version of what they end up doing in GTA 5.
Mm-hmm.
It is a lot more flashy in GTA 5. Things are flying at you. Crazy circumstances are happening. But this was like kind of a by the books, like the town aspect.
Yeah, a little more gritty, a little more down to earth, right? Instead of jet planes and helicopters flying all over you. Yeah, all the time.
This was a fun mission, and looking back on it, it is quaint. Again, a lot of this game is quaint, but I do wish that, man, I wish they put that time in to make a full remake. I know that they had those rumors that they were going to do it, but then, of course, they made the fucking
They gave
infamous.
My dream. I liked 3 and I liked Vice City 3 and San Andreas. That was my dream, right? Because those are my favorite original Grand Theft Auto titles, and I wanted them to be brought back to life. As someone who played them before, it's like, ooh, this doesn't really hold up.
Yeah.
And I loved what they did. I know they were filled with bugs for many people, but like, my dream was to get these these gems back, and they gave it to me, and that's what I wanted the most.
Yeah, I just wish
I was lucky.
They had enough positive press to continue going.
To go to 4, yeah,
exactly. Because they were going to do 4 and Red Dead Redemption, which would have been, fucking Red Dead Redemption on PC would have been incredible. That's
fucking
another
Red Dead Redemption. That's another remember blank that I could tell a story of. Fuck that game. I forgot how to fast travel early in that, so I rode the horse everywhere. And that became, you want to talk about traveling across San Andreas, ride a fucking horse across Red Dead 1's map, every single mission.
Jesus
Fuck that game. Talk about standalone DLC. Fucking Undead Nightmare. Killer.
Yeah.
Killer DLC, bro. And so, GTA 4 is a GOAT. It is one of the special ones. It's hard to put all these GTAs up next to each other because each one is a GOAT, you know what I mean? The interesting one here, right, is I'm such a fan of 3, and I loved the Mafia story. I loved the Triads. Mm-hmm. I loved Misty and the freaking Strip Club.
Yeah.
This one's different, right? You talk about Nico and the American Dream and what that is. You don't have the Mafia versus the Triads aspect of that. It's a totally different kind of story, which is interesting how you can make that and create that and make it still be so good.
Yeah,
you know,
and I love the idea of playing this game, and you see kind of Nico, a man who's trying to get away from his past, his troubled past in his home country, where he was falling into a lot of murder and mayhem, and then immediately steps into America and it's worse.
It's
way worse. And it adds a level of comedy, of really dark comedy into it. But, you know, you do believe that Nico is capable of all these awful things that he's doing in the game. And I think that this is probably the closest, in my opinion, to, like, actually a political satire that I quite enjoyed. And looking back on it, it's not, like, just bullshit. It still holds up. But
I think GTA 5 went a little too far on it.
Yeah, I agree.
I think 3 through 4 had the best of, like, funny moments, great commercials on the radio that you would laugh at. Really good satire. I think 5 lost it for me, where I'm like, you went too much. You know what I mean? You just didn't hit what I needed you to hit there. Yeah. But man, oh man, you talk about it. Going back to Liberty City, we might not, you know, quote unquote, ever see it again, right? Because, like, we're still waiting on 6. The rumor is that's going to Vice City, right? Or somewhere down south. We might not be back in Liberty City for quite some time, right? And so that does suck. Did they ever do GTA Online with an expansion to Liberty City? Isn't that what they were trying to do?
No, that was the idea. That was kind of the
dream
mythos.
Where you'd hit a plane and go over there and do that, right?
I mean, maybe we get that for the next one. Maybe the next one is like, hey, we're doing an interconnected, you know, MMO-type deal, which would be fucking incredible. But, you know, it's just such an interesting thing because this game also, now we're looking at this moment where he is getting his car changed. They kind of scaled back a lot of things, a lot of little things from San Andreas, right? You couldn't change.
No more working out.
You can't work out. You can't change your character's physique. You can't upgrade your vehicles.
Okay.
You couldn't buy houses. Like, there was a lot of little things that took away from the experience from going from San Andreas to GTA 4. But looking back at it, I think it does create a more focused video game. San Andreas was very unfocused to a certain extent.
Vice City and San Andreas to buying properties was too much.
No.
I do shout out to Vice City where you can buy the car shop and then you steal the cars and bring them back. Yep. That was cool, right? But like buying houses, that was too much. Upgrading the cars in San Andreas was totally pointless. You literally did that once for the lowrider thing, and you probably never went back to the chop shop ever again. You know what I mean? So, like, I didn't need that. I loved the physique. I could argue that the physique should be there, but I think for Nico's character, it shouldn't be there, right? Like, I like that. For CJ, it was fun to get him buff or get him super fat. Like, those were interesting concepts. For here, no. And I think we also see it in 5, right? They stepped away from... Oh, change the character's physique, but you now have attributes on your driving skill. Yeah. How well do you drive?
Which I like
we're
that.
Upping that up, right? Like, we're shooting, you're upping that up, right? Like, these are things that were worked on, but they kind of refined it, like you said. And I like the choices they made, because I don't want to buy a bunch of shit.
I will say, though, the one thing that I hate about this game, you can't make Niko Bellic look good. He has the worst fucking outfits
I've ever.
He's
got the bad drip.
He has the awful drip. He's just wearing the generic...
got the tracksuit. Yeah, tracksuits.
And you can't make him ever look cool.
That's too bad.
Or anything. The most you can do is like add some glasses and he looks like a fucking geek. It's like, no, uh-uh. We want to make him look cool.
It was so funny when we circle back to the character, right, of like... You have Tommy, you have Tony, whoever, the two generic white dudes, CJ, and then you go to Niko, and I think a lot of people were stunned of like, what the heck, I have Niko, like, what is this, you know what I mean? Like you said, you didn't get to elevate Niko past that, where I could make him more fun to look at, like it was just tracksuit Niko, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you give him a suit sometimes, but, you know, this game has so many little things that I think make up for all the things that they took away, quote-unquote.
Yeah.
Like, there's this great mission, which sticks in my mind, where you have to go to a job interview, and basically you have to assassinate this guy who is, like, interviewing you. And in the middle of the interview, you just get up and you take out a gun and shoot him in the head, right? But if you switch your guns out to a baseball bat, he's like, oh, baseball, I love baseball. We should go, you know, I like a guy that is a sportsman like you. And he, like, starts talking about baseball. And it's just, like, the little things like that make a Grand Theft Auto. Yeah. And, like, I understand why it's been, like, what, like, fucking 8 years since the last one. I get it, because they probably are adding a million and one little things
like
that.
Correct, they got to, right.
But, you know, either way, looking at this makes me excited for the next GTA, even though there's one after this one, but, you know.
It's a go.
It's awesome.
Looking at this reminds me of how great we've had it with this franchise. Like, what Rockstar has created with this is a very unique and special game, and even Red Dead's over there, right? Like, this team is able to create something that is iconic. It is special. You look forward to it, and we've been blessed from 3 to Vice City to San Andreas to 4 to 5. Like, these are all great games that still hold the test of time. You could turn that on right now and get lost in the city, get lost in the story, get lost in the missions, and have a blast, right? Yeah. Like, all of these games have done it. You could turn these on right now and still have a good time.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that tonight.
I'm about to turn this on right now, bro. What's your GTA rankings?
Ooh.
Give me your rankings, because I think I got a crazy one for you.
Really?
You ready for this?
Yeah.
San Andreas.
Uh-huh.
Vice City.
Wow.
3, 4, 5.
Wow. 5 at the bottom.
I did not care for 5.
Wow.
I did not care for 5.
I'm 4, 5, San Andreas, Vice City, 3. Am I missing anything? No.
And Vice City, San Andreas. You had it all. Yeah. It's interesting. 5 did not vibe with me.
Wow.
Like, I get it, but, like, looking back, it's like, I played through 5 and was like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't like the 3 stories. Yeah. I didn't like San Andreas. It wasn't the first San Andreas where we went to San Francisco and Las Vegas, right? Like, it didn't have that vibe to it. And it's like, ooh, I did not care for San Andreas. Like, L.A. to me was not fun. Much rather would have been in New York. I love New York. I love 3. 3 is, like, one of my all-time favorites. I really freaking love Vice City. I love what they did with that. I look forward to it. I'm a little iffy.
Yeah.
I'm a little iffy on going down to Miami Beach. I don't know if they can deliver on that. Because my worry is, like, you have the beach side and the neon lights, and then after that, I don't
care.
What
are we doing here?
What are we doing here? That's
my worry. That's the interesting thing about it. Now we're talking about GTA 6. Like, I feel like they could go to this element of it, right? Where it gets a little grimier. It gets a little, like, you have the flashy elements of it, like when you go to Times Square here.
Yeah.
But then you have, like, the grimy backwaters of Florida. And I think that could be really interesting. But they would need to do it right.
They got a big, tough task to carry over. And
with two characters, apparently.
Two characters? Really? I didn't know that.
It's a female and a male.
Okay.
So it's like a Bonnie Clyde situation, apparently.
Very interesting. They got a tough task to kill him. Because 3 characters was not it for me.
Yeah.
Did not care for
2 might be better. They're in a relationship, too.
And also didn't really care for the 3 of them and their dynamics or who they were, right? Like, Michael didn't really get with. Franklin, whatever, right? Trevor, just out there picking his butt. It's like, I don't care.
Yeah, Trevor, that is a game that I feel like has, like, aged the worst for me.
Yeah.
But I will say I think GTA 5 is the more polished in general, and I think that's why I like it. It's the funner ones to just pop in, shoot some people, drive around, do fun things.
Interesting.
And then just, it's also easily accessible, right?
That's easily accessible. That's the last one I want to turn on, funny enough.
Wow.
The only reason why I turn on Grand Theft Auto 5 at this time is literally to play blackjack and lose virtual money.
Yeah.
Other than that, I hate playing the game. What'd
you say to me the other day?
I like giving them real money so that I can lose virtual money.
And with that, everybody, we're going to end.
Yeah, that's how we got to end this before somebody calls. We'll see y'all later. Have a great one. Thank you for your support. Goodbye.